It gives me great pleasure to introduce a man of principle, a politician with great stands, the leader of the Scottish National Party and Plaid Cymru parliamentary group. Please welcome Alex Salmond.
Well, fellow citizens, I bring to you the solidarity of the Plaid Cymru and SNP parliamentary group. I bring you that solidarity, asking for peace, not for war. And what a contrast it is with this mighty demonstration of 200,000 people. The people speaking. In contrast to Bush and Blair behind a ring of steel, frightened to let the people speak to them. Now, fellow protesters, I didn't get an invitation to the state banquet. I dropped off the invitation list. Clearly, I can't be trusted to say the right things to the Bush bubble. But I'll tell you this, I would rather be here with you protesting against war than at any state banquet trying to explain the last one. They told us it was about weapons of mass destruction. Not a single weapon found in Iraq. They told us it was a war against international terrorism. Terrorism is on the increase as a result of that war. They told us it was a war for democracy in Iraq. They are now in a cycle of repression which will turn the entire population of Iraq against the occupying forces. The war has been a disaster. There is one thing we should all remember. I'm not here to protest against America. I'm here with my American friends to protest against the disastrous leadership that that great country is getting. And I'm here to protest with all of you on the disastrous leadership that this country is getting. Peril, Wolfovich, Rumsfeld. We've already heard the programme for the new democracy, America. These people have traduced, betrayed the American Constitution. The American Constitution is one of the finest documents ever written. Should be Scots helped write it. Liberty, democracy, equality. These people have hijacked America. Instead of America being the hope of the world, half the world is in fear of America and the other half loathes America. They have hijacked the concept of America. This demonstration is a river of protest, stretching from Glasgow to London, across Europe, across the world. And yes, in America itself. And Bush and Blair will not win. They will be carried away politically on that river of protest. Politicians tell lies. I've even told a fib or two myself. Thatcher lied about the unemployment figures every month. Wilson lied about Polaris in the Clyde. That Blair is the first Prime Minister to lie about the reasons for going to war. That lie will finish Blair politically, and this war will finish Bush politically. So fellow citizens, fellow protesters, let's hear a shout. And let's make it loud enough that can be heard all the way down to Buckingham Palace. Let's make it peace, not war. Peace, not war. Peace, not